Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
All right, so 7 days from now, we are going to be listening to the Minister of Finance table, well, it would be the third attempt, tabling a budget. And we know how that went, right? So the first two attempts were not really good attempts. We know how we got here. We've been having these conversations for weeks now. So what Build One South Africa is saying is, all right, let's now all be part of this journey. What matters to you? What would you like to see the minister add to his budget framework? What do you want to see the minister, you know, table as a priority to get jobs and all of that? They also have some ideas, but they want you and I to participate more in this budget process. On the line with us is Build One South Africa leader, Musi Maimane. Thank you so much, Ndat Maimane, for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Bomkhaya, and good evening to fellow South Africans.
You're calling it Budget to the People Initiative. Tell us why.
Well, I think we must never forget the fact that Treasury, National Treasury, doesn't operate as an island that sits elsewhere. That, in fact, it proposes to Parliament. And what a budget is supposed to do is give expression to the wills and the desires of people. And more than anything, that whatever Treasury amends or tables, that it is the people who have the right to say, here's what we'd like to see. We'd like to see more spending here through their representatives in Parliament. So it would be amiss of us to be able to table a budget and approve a budget that was at odds with the interests of the people. And so Build One South Africa, we said, let us continue the journey of listening to people. It was the people who said they didn't want VAT. We listened to them and we fought for it. And now we're going to continue to fight. What other issues? Because the budget isn't just about VAT. It could be about education, about healthcare, about security, about many of these other issues, and more crucially, the need for economic growth. And so let's listen to South Africans in all walks of life.
I don't want to be cynical, Mr. Maimane, but listeners are saying, well, that's actually not true. What happened is that the court intervened. And we saw a lot of politicking. Oftentimes, we are unhappy, we're disgruntled, we say what we want to say, and people push ahead and do exactly as they please.
Well, I think let's also take that as a reflective moment. Mm. If the courts run the country, then I think we endanger society. Because it means where the people that we've elected to serve and make decisions on our behalf fail. And I don't think that's a society we want to live in. Because if ultimately everything, whether it's within the government of national unity or whatever, has to be settled through court mechanisms, it would be tantamount to if you are running a home and in your marriage every dispute had to go to an externality. At some point, people must look at that particular institution and ask, is it functional or not? And the reason why, yes, we may look at it historically on many issues, and I don't want to debate as to who did what. The court simply adjudicated on a matter that was already pre-decided. It couldn't go against the minister once the minister had said, we are withdrawing this thing. So at least at some point that must be made. But I do believe more than anything that the budget isn't just about revenue side. It's also about how that revenue is used. And I think we need to be honest and say, let's really recognize the fact that we desperately need structural reforms. South Africa cannot continue to grow at 1% on average for the last 10 years. And ultimately, in that case, a population growth of over 3.6% and growing at 1% means that for every year, more and more people are joining the lines of the unemployed. And I want to speak to South Africans, whether they're in business, whether they're in social services, to say, let's come up with ideas about how we bring about change.
This initiative is commendable, but South Africans, particularly those who are going to respond to this, want to know that once they have done the work and told you what we feel is important, it's a priority and should be in that budget, you... And not when I say you, I'm not just speaking to you alone. I mean to other political parties as well, are not going to go off and wheel and deal behind closed doors and make decisions without the very people that you came to get input from?
No, I think it's an unfair statement to make, to paint everybody with the same brush. Even when we met with the ANC, I made it quite clear what the conditions were, and we were public about it. When we came out of that meeting, we were public about the outcome. When we sat in Parliament, we were public about those interventions. When we sit in the Appropriations Committee, where the people's voice must be tabled and the submissions we make, we'll be public. So I guess all I'm saying to the people of South Africa is that your efforts, Parliament is your space. It's the space where the people are heard. You and I are not represented in cabinet. We're not represented in a lekgotla. We are only represented in parliament, and we need to use that space to its fullest opportunity. So both this process we are engaged with, which will culminate in when the Appropriations Committee deliberates on the Division of Revenue Bill, which is the actual vertical allocations as to how the budget works in those spheres of government, and also the Appropriations Bill, which deals with national departments. People must, those submissions that the people have made will be put there. It's that for the first time in the history of the tabling of budgets, that in fact the Appropriations Committee went in as far as Limpopo to sit and listen to communities speak about the budget. We led that process. And I think it's important to constantly remind people, this is your money, because governments are not, they don't make their own money. It's the people's money. And so it must express the will of the people.
You had a few suggestions, and you also spoke about the things that for you as Build One South Africa were a priority, creating jobs, energy security. We've been speaking about that today, and we're here now with load shedding stage 2. Just maybe give us the rest of the 8 that you have tabled as a priority.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about ease of doing business. So how quickly can you register a business, and how quickly can that business be connected to water and electricity? Those are basics. We talk about, in essence, funding of infrastructure, so that if you borrow, you borrow for infrastructure rather than for any other thing. That's building bulk infrastructure. We speak at length about how do we create a new bilateral relationship with the USA, particularly when you build on a net positive trade balance, and so that's about ensuring that actually your exports exceed your imports, and part of that is about settling a deal with the US and other parts. I also do in that speak extensively about how to skill for the economy, because that's necessary, what support we offer for SMEs, and how do we ensure that not only is it energy secure, but we're water secure, right? Because you can't run a restaurant, for argument's sake, without water. You can't run any other business without water. So these are inherently crucial things to create not only the macro conditions for effective business growth or economic growth, but it's also about making sure that citizens can realize their own objectives. And that's why I am certainly one who is an advocate for, and one of the things I want to welcome in the budget is the heavy investment that will go into rail infrastructure, because I think when goods and people can move around the country easier logistically, it makes for economic growth. When you can fix your ports, it also helps. Now what we've got to do is agree on a rail network between Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Northwest, and the Free State that connects those, because I think we can utilize their tourism abilities, but it also means that we can de-intensify net in-migration into mega cities and make sure people can live in one place, and if there's accessible transport to another, they can utilize that for economic purposes.
Just maybe give us a sense of where you'll be conducting these. I think you'll be doing some town halls and you'll be meeting some people around the country?
No, certainly. I start we'll be going to communities, meeting, as exactly what you said, in town halls. I'll be certainly going to police stations and schools. We hear from headmasters, nurses. I know our teams have been in higher education, because that's one of the line function that's the most expensive in the budget, is the learning and culture. So that's basic education and higher education. So we've deployed some people there. And we want to make sure that we really do all the aspects that are impacted by budget. Let's speak to pensioners, because they receive a particular subsidy from the country on a welfare basis. What does that mean for them, and what does that actually achieve? So that we can eventually, when we make public representations, they are exactly that. We've heard from the people and we can speak on their behalf. And even on Friday, I'll be at police stations meeting with some of the policemen.
Excellent. Build One South Africa leader, Musume Emane, thank you so much for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.